structure. So it's the geography of the body. Now we're going to talk about function, which means how the body works. So the brain works in basically two big different ways, autonomic and somatic. Autonomic are things that happen automatically. Somatic are things that you control. So we have the autonomic is further divided into sympathetic and parasympathetic. This sounds very familiar. Do we really need to go over this? Yes, we do, because you've probably forgotten and we need to refresh. Yes, repetition is the foundation of memory. So, sympathetic is the side that is associated with fight or flight response. It makes your body gear up for battle or running away from battle. So it makes your blood pressure go up, your heart rate go faster, your heart beat stronger, your breath more. It makes your eyes dilate so you can have more light come in. It makes you stop peeing because the time is not to pee now. The time is to fight or run. It makes you stop digesting because it's not time to digest now. It makes the blood go to your muscles. It makes blood go away from your skin. This should all sound very familiar. All right. So the sympathetic side, the major neurotransmitter is norepinephrine. It is supplemented by a hormone that is similar called epinephrine. And because both of these are released from what gland in the body? The adrenal gland. We sometimes call the sympathetic nervous system adrenergic because it is from the adrenal gland. Now, the sympathetic, the primary parasympathetic system neurotransmitter is acetylcholine or acetylcholine. So because of this, the parasympathetic side is sometimes called the cholinergic system. Now, the cholinergic system is in charge of making you relax, take a load off, slow down that heart rate. Hey, digest some. You know, now would be a good time to go to the bathroom. Eat. You're hungry. So, you know when people are very stressed out, they don't feel like eating? Because there's no blood going to their GI tract. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, but I'm a nervous eater. That's not the same thing at all. We're talking about true stress. Not talking about, you know, I feel stressed out. Feeling stressed out is not the same as true sympathetic stress. Because there, what you're getting is you're getting cortisol release. And the cortisol is making you go, that dude tastes awfully good. So there's a difference between those two things. All right. Now, the actual assessment. History. We're going to ask about headache, head injury, dizziness, and vertigo. What's the difference between dizziness and vertigo again? Okay, so in dizziness, you feel like you're the one who has the issue. And in vertigo, it feels like you're still and the room or the world is spinning around you. It's kind of like a dream theater song. I'll bring it for you sometime. What's it called?
I don't know what that is. I have it on my iTunes.
You do?
I do.
Play it for us. While she does that, we'll move on. Seizures. We'll talk a lot more about seizures next semester. Tremors. Now, tremors can be either fine or coarse. What's the difference? Can you see fine tremors? No, you can't. So, how do we know a person has fine tremors? Well, what you do is you put a piece of paper on their hand and you see if the paper twitches. So that could be for like Parkinson's disease. Also, weakness and incoordination. Ask about any numbness or tingling. What is the collective term for those two things? Numbness, tingling, strange feelings that don't belong. What's the name for that? What's the root word for feeling? Okay, well, if we want to get rid of all feeling, we would give an anesthetic, anesthesia. So what is the root word for feeling? Aesthesia. So what's the word for an altered or bizarre feeling or sensation? A paresthesia. You must remember that, paresthesia. So paresthesia is numbness, tingling, burning, when there is no burning or reason to feel that way. Paresthesia. We have difficulty swallowing. What's the word for difficulty swallowing? Dysphagia with a G, as opposed to an S, which is difficulty speaking. Dysphagia with an S. Ask about environmental and occupational hazards, past medical history, social history, things like smoking, drugs, alcohol, they affect the brain. And we ask about any medications that can affect the brain. Do you remember, do you know who Patrick Kennedy is? Patrick Kennedy is a congressman, or I think he's a congressman, not a senator. He's one of the Kennedy clan members, you know, like Teddy, Bobby, Johnny, I guess Jack. No, he's one of those little guys, but he's one of the next generation down. And he drove his car one night into a guard gate in the Capitol building. Oops. You want to know why? No. Yeah. Knowing his father, that would be a good guess. So why did he drive into this guard gate? Nope. He was taking a medication. You know what medication he was taking? Zyrtec. So you can get Zyrtec over the counter. It's an antihistamine now. The effects of it are not as strong in terms of drowsiness as something like Benadryl. How many of you take Benadryl and it puts you out? So would you consider yourself safe to drive if you've been taking Benadryl? Okay. So very common medications, even ones you can get over the counter, can still have a big impact on your neurological function. So when we ask about medications for neurological purposes, it's not just prescription medications, it's also over the counter. All right, anticholinergic symptoms. We've already talked about these a couple times. You've gotten a couple of these right, hopefully, on the midterm. Hopefully, you'll get them right on the final exam for both health assessment and Pathopharm 1. And you'll probably see him again in Pathopharm 2, just so you know. So, mydriasis means? Opening up of the eye. So they're going to have nice big pupils. So bright light is going to hurt their eyes. And will they be able to focus well? No. Especially on close objects. So in the mnemonic, we call that